This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 10 years after Katrina, the city of New Orleans has mostly been rebuilt. Putting the tens of thousands of homes and businesses back together, though, required, among many other things, access to capital, as the bankers like to say, loans and lenders willing to make them. That hasn't always been a universal thing in New Orleans. There are neighborhoods in that city that have struggled for decades with disinvestment and high poverty rates and a distinct lack of banks. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk, Noelle King has the story of how one small financial institution changed that.
This New Orleans story starts 180 miles north in Jackson, Mississippi. Bill Bynum, the CEO of Hope Credit Union, walks into one of his branches. He says hello to his employees.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien, usted.
That's all I've got today.
One of his workers, Laura Vasquez, tells him good news. She's pregnant. A customer overhears that and says, congratulations. Bynum slides over and introduces himself.
How you doing? I'm Bill.
I'm Jackie Horner.
Horner tells him she banked somewhere else for a while, but she's back.
Glad she came back home.
Welcome home.
And then I brought my mom. She's a member, too. And then brought my brother.
That's good. Well, so hopefully we're treating you right.
And then my baby's born. He just started a new job. So.
You can almost see Bynum doing the math. That's three new members for an organization that has grown one member at a time. Bynum started the credit union at his church in Jackson 21 years ago. The first members were people he shared a pew with. Today, Hope has 31,000 members and nearly $300 million in assets. It might seem small, but it lends and invests in low-income, high-poverty communities, places often forgotten by traditional banks. We head into Bynum's office.
Come on back.
Can I get you anything?
Where there are a couple of striking pictures on the walls. There are two of him with U.S. presidents that he's advised, Clinton and Obama. He also advised George W. Bush. And there's a picture of a ramshackle little house with a rusted tin roof and a collapsing front porch. He spotted it one day, and it reminds him of his mission.
It is frustrating to drive through the Delta and through low-income communities and see street corner after street corner, shopping strip after shopping strips littered with payday lenders, with check cashes, with financial predators, but no bank to be found.
He says where there are no banks, there are no mortgages, no small business loans, no investment. And Hope's mission has taken it beyond the Delta. Bynum was invited to open a branch in New Orleans by a church in that city. Hope opened 8 months before Hurricane Katrina hit. It's in Central City, a low-income, predominantly African-American neighborhood, the kind of place where some families have lived for generations.
Please come in. Beats the heat, don't it?
Sandra Reed is one of those people. Her memories of the city's destruction are still fresh.
There was no sound. There were no crickets. There were no birds. There was no life. And this city always has life. There's always a sound of something going on in this city. My family ended up in Baton Rouge for a while, and at that point I was raising a 15-year-old granddaughter. And one day she was sitting in the sidewalk, and she was ever so sad. And I said, well, what's the matter, B? She said, listen. There is nothing to hear here.
Reed is a member of the credit union. She was one of a group of residents who pushed Hope to open on Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard in Central City. When Hope opened, there hadn't been a bank in Central City for 40 years. Reed says that put people here at a real disadvantage. She says people in higher income parts of New Orleans.
And they can walk into a bank and say, well, how you doing, Cyrus? And Cyrus says, well, I'm doing good, Mr. Joe. And says, I need to talk to you a little bit about some money. And they say, oh, come on over to my desk. And before it's over, it's a handshake and a cigar, and they're out the door. What Hope offered us was an opportunity to have that kind of personalized relationship.
When she walks into Hope.
And they say, hey, Miss Reed. I say, hey. I say, I came to pay my bill. That's what I get. I'm Cyrus, and he's Joe.
She took out a second mortgage with Hope after Katrina to make home repairs. Today, you can see Hope's presence on O.C. Haley, the Cultural Arts Center, the nonprofit office space, the Mexican restaurant, a forthcoming grocery store. Hope provided financing for all of them. The credit union also has some critics. Lynette White Colon was the branch manager when Katrina hit. She was displaced in Dallas, but even 8 months after opening, she'd developed great relationships with Hope members. One of them was a New Orleans police officer.
I texted him to say, you know, I know things are really bad in the city, but if you get a chance to go by the credit union. So within an hour, he sent me a text back saying, everything's good, your boards are still up, and you're looking really good.
The branch got lucky. No flooding, no looting. White Colin went back to work, visiting churches, FEMA shelters. She says Hope was great at making small recovery loans, a little bit of money for necessities like shelter. But for bigger stuff, like home loans, she says Hope was too slow, too conservative. She'd have 30 or 40 loan applications piled up at a time.
I have to see these people every day. I go in the supermarket and I see them. I go in the mall, I go to church, I see them. They entrusted me to take a loan application and it's taking 6 months and they still don't have an answer. And these are people who are very credit worthy.
White Colin left Hope in 2007. Bill Bynum says he gets her criticism. He says because of the chaos, a lot of people were missing the things you need to get a loan, like their financial documents. And he says it pushed the credit union to grow. In the 18 months after the storm, Hope went from 55 employees to 150. That meant there were people in place when, 3 years later, the rest of the country was hit by another kind of disaster, the financial crisis.
People couldn't get access to basic banking services. And so we decided we would use the infrastructure and capacity that we put in place to address the spread of bank deserts across the Mid-South.
So Hope's been opening branches in towns that have few or no banks. Bynum likes to cite a Bloomberg study from 2 years ago. It found more than 1,800 bank branches had closed since the recession, 93% of them in low-income communities. In that same time, Hope has tripled in size, expanding from 7 branches to 24. In New Orleans, I'm Noel King for Marketplace.